As the investigation into the attempted Times Square bombing continues, family and friends of the alleged bomber are trying to come to grips with the idea that one of their own might have become a terrorist. An NPR team traveled today to the ancestral home of Faisal Shahzad in northwest Pakistan, and NPR's Julie McCarthy filed this report.
The village of Mohib Banda in the northwest frontier province sits off the Grand Trunk Road en route to the provincial capital, Peshawar. Small minarets adorn a modest mosque alongside a muddy and rutted lane here in the ancestral home of Faisal Shahzad's family. Oxen, camels, and cows share the road with small tractors and bicycles in this village of a few hundred people, with the occasional woman in a white burqa.
This is the Faisal home.
Faiz Ahmed stands before a faded blue gate, shuttered with a simple padlock and chain. The house lies hidden behind walls and the leaves of trees. Faiz Ahmed is the former mayor here and close friend of Shahzad's father, retired Vice Air Marshal Baharul Haq. Ahmed says the case of Faisal Shahzad is a shame on the village and tragic for the family.
What is the tragedy for me and for every Pakistani, every Pashtun?
Ahmed and other villagers insist that Shahzad's family, one of the most respected in the area, was secular and liberal. Shahzad was not involved with terrorists, mullahs, or madrasas, Ahmed said. But he said he noticed a change in Shahzad after he left for Karachi and then the United States. He began to grow a beard, he said. Villagers said that Shahzad was incapable of carrying out the attempted Times Square attack that has reinforced the image of Pakistan as a haven for militants, and they had a consensus. Faisal Shahzad may have been framed. But retired Brigadier Talat Masood says the fact that Shahzad told U.S. investigators that he was trained in bomb-making in the Pakistani region of Waziristan will have huge implications. The U.S. and the international community will demand that Pakistan clear its militant sanctuaries, he says.
I think the Americans will put greater pressure on Pakistan and will insist that, you know, you can't have large areas in Pakistan in the tribal belt, especially North Waziristan and other places, where people could conduct, clandestine activities which are inimical to us and to the NATO countries and to the world.
Masood says Shahzad's case makes it much more difficult for Pakistan to ignore the gathering menace.
I think Pakistan will have to sort of take a very decisive action about the jihadi militants, the Kashmiri militants. They cannot close their eyes to the reality that a genuine nexus is developing between them and the Taliban.
But there was also contempt expressed in Pakistan over the allegation contained in the criminal complaint that Shahzad had used a weapon of mass destruction by traveling to Times Square with a bomb-laden car. Retired Brigadier Javed Hussain called it a laughable exaggeration. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.